T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a hiccup. Yes!
Woo! Oh,
Tomas,
my!
A skyscraper! Whoa! Wow!
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I think the occasion calls for it. Good morning, everybody! Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath here. And you, 414-799-1250, Jim Paschke. Fox Sports Wisconsin on the call. Bucks beat the Pistons last night in Game 4, 127-104. That series over. It's on to Boston. Actually, for Boston, it's on to Milwaukee. First game to be this weekend. Not yet known which day. That highlight was when Giannis blocked Ish Smith. And I believe that's the play where Giannis at the other end was like upset he didn't get fouled. And then whether it was that one or the other one, on all four of his blocks, the thing to do is to watch Giannis as soon as he starts taking off, because you can like see the track he's going to take. So Giannis at half court and Ish Smith has the basketball, and watching it, I knew, okay, this is going to be awesome. And then it was, and they show the Detroit fan and he's like stunned, and they show fans in the stands and they can't believe it. And Giannis just, I mean, for any questions there was on him after game three, where he did not have a Giannis-like performance, 41 points last night, 9 boards, 4 blocks. Can he close out a game? Yes. Ryan Hollins, he can certainly close out a game, and he did it last night.
Yeah, he is a closer. I don't know what that's all about, but Giannis is, I mean, look how many times he is unstoppable, or nobody wanted to guard him as he's going to the rim last night. And, I mean, chasing down loose balls. He wanted to win that game, man. His will to win was incredible. And you know that, man, that guy gave 150%. He stepped it up an extra notch in this postseason. Now, that was the first time he scored over 30 points in the series. But, man, I just thought in this series overall, he put it in an extra gear.
His fourth playoff series, first time Giannis has ever won one. And again, they do it last night, 127-104. You guys can chime in, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250, as the Bucks looked very good yesterday. And Giannis, the centerpiece to that. Now, as the Celtics are coming up, I really want this series. I'm getting annoyed with all the national stuff. I'm getting annoyed that I'm, you know, no matter where you go, you'll see somebody predict the Celtics. As we said earlier, Bucks could sweep the Celtics, and yet the Celtics would still be the favorites in the Eastern Conference Finals somehow. The Celtics are the team that a lot of people are going to take, and even in Milwaukee, some of you guys may convince yourself that it's just not the Bucks' time right now. But I really want this one for a multitude of reasons. That's your Twitter Tuesday question today. What is the most you've ever wanted one of our teams to win a game or a series? Like the most, the series is coming up or the game's coming up, and they got to do it. It's the most you've ever wanted your team to win that game. I know it might be hard to pick just one because it feels like we're like this before every game, but what's the absolute most you've wanted one of our teams to go out and win a game, whether it was the Badgers in the national championship or the Packers against the Bears in some playoff game? Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag CWLunch, and you can win $20 to Perkins today.
Mine was 1981. The Bucks are playing Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference semifinals. They lost Game 7 at Philadelphia on an Easter Sunday, and the Bucks won 60 games that year. How about this? They won 60 games in the Eastern Conference, and they were the third seed. 60 games. Boston and Philly each won 62, so they tied with the for the top seeds. 1-2. The Bucks were the third seed. They took it to a game 7 in Philadelphia and lost by a point on Easter Sunday. And they got screwed on a call at the end of the game. How about this? You would never see this again. They got screwed on a 24-second call, it looked like, at the end of that game. So what happened was, at the end of the game, they played the game, Game 7, under protest. Don Nelson, the Bucks coach, the GM, Wayne Embry, and two game officials, along with somebody from Philadelphia, went to the CBS TV station in Philadelphia, the local CBS affiliate, and the game was on CBS, to review to see if there was a 24-second call should have been called in the final minute of that game. They went, because otherwise they would have came back and played it, ironically, or played it the next day. But the call was upheld, and it was a 24-second call. But it looked at the time that they got screwed on that. But they, you would never see that today, where they just would, okay, they left the arena to go to a TV station to look at the replay.
That's the most you've ever wanted a team to win a game?
Because I thought they were going to win the NBA championship. They won 60 games that year. They took Philly to Game 7 because they've had so many close calls. In 81, man, that was an awesome team. They had a terrific bench. Marcus Johnson was at his prime. Brian Winters was great. They had Lanier, who, you know, he was 32, but he looked like he was 80 out there. But they lost in Game 7 of the conference finals. I thought that was their best shot ever to win the NBA championship since 71.
Nothing ever has approached anywhere close to that since.
Well, the Bucks have been bad for the most part.
Even for Packers or Brewers, the most you've ever wanted any one of our teams
to
win a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 1981, because I really felt that if they would have won that, they would have beat the Celtics in the next round, and they would have beat the Lakers in the NBA championship. The Bucks were that good that year.
I think I want the Bucks to beat the Celtics in this series more than I've ever wanted any team to win ever.
Really?
Okay. And this is Packers. This is Game 7 of the Brewers last year. I feel like I'm taking the Celtics thing personal.
Well, what was yours then?
Probably Packers-Bears, the NFC Championship game.
That they won?
Yeah, I probably wanted that more than anything.
All right.
But it might be now, Chuck. It might honestly be now. Because I'm at a point now where, like, it's personal to me. I have staked a lot of my, reputation of sorts on the Bucks winning the series. I've got money on the line with people that I bet on this series back in October, where I said the Bucks will win a playoff series against Boston if they play, and now they are. And so I'm either going to make $500 from listeners I've never met, or I'm going to have to find random PayPals and send money out.
Well, if the Bucks, if they win the series and they play Toronto for the conference finals, it's not going to have the pizzazz of this Bucks-Celtics series because of the history.
Right.
Not only last year, but the years and years and years of the Celtics-Bucks. Years.
But none of that 80s stuff resonates with me. What resonates with me is now, is the Celtics last year and the Celtics all year. They're supposed to be the team. They're supposed to be the 60-win team. We're not supposed to be here. Everybody hates us because they ain't us, Chuck. It's supposed to be them, but it's us. And if they win, if Boston wins, they all win. All the pundits win. All the NBA fans that have watched maybe 9 total Giannis highlights and can't pronounce his name yet and think Harden should be the MVP because they never bother to watch the Bucks. Those people win if the Celtics win. It is us against the world, and I don't just want this for the Bucks. I want this for the city of Milwaukee.
Well, here's the deal. If the Bucks don't win this, you sound a little like Pharrell there. Pharrell, when he was going nuts on you yesterday. We'll have an update on that coming up shortly.
We will have an update on that at 7:25 or so, and I'm very pissed about it.
Okay, now if the Bucks are a better team than they were last year, and the Celtics still are better than they were a year ago because they got Kyrie and they got Hayward, and Hayward looks like he's rounding into shape a little bit here and playing some good ball. He's taking step back threes, turnarounds. I mean, he looked really good the other day. But the Bucks are a potent offensive team. Potent defense, better in both areas. Giannis put up the big numbers last year against the Celtics. You know, he's having an MVP year. And if the Bucks, with all these things going for them, all these things going for them. If they don't win this series against Boston, people will just look at the Bucks and say, yeah, we kind of figured that was going to happen with that team. They were kind of a regular season champion.
Everybody wins.
And, you know, they were the regular season champion, and this is what we expected. You know, we expected Boston to come in there and just, you know, take care of a team that had no playoff history.
Everybody wins. We suck. Yeah. We're stupid.
Yeah.
We lose.
Yeah.
We got our hopes up for
this
nothing.
This is important.
Got
to win the series.
Yeah.
Have to.
I want this so bad.
Have to win this series. Yeah. They got to, for many reasons, they got to win this series.
I think I would give up an arm for this series.
Well, now you're going a little dramatic there.
I think I'd cut off my arm.
Okay.
Not the whole arm up to my shoulder, but like to my elbow.
I don't know if Giannis would even do that.
No, I would. I'm not going to go shoulder. I still want to you know, press elevator buttons with my
kind of like that stuff. Hotel motel time where you want to cut off the shoulder. Uh-oh. Not that, or maybe cut off the forearm.
No, not that.
Not that.
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
No.
Well, come on, it wasn't been there.
But I
right at that muscle, right there.
Yeah. If you could just break free.
Yeah.
And forget about
and
last night.
And I could do without my right arm the rest of my life.
Brian's in Waukesha, 799-1250. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, I tell you what, I want this series so bad. Listen, I work there, and I want you guys to put a little pledge out for me for the week. Can we get every fan in the stadium to put on the T-shirts, please, so we look united and we're together? Forget the Kohl's polo that you got at discount. Can we please, please put on the T-shirts so we look united and behind our Bucks team?
Yeah, why don't people do that?
I don't get it either.
People in Miami who spend like $4,000 just on an outfit for the night out will go put on some awfully made T-shirt to support the Heat. But in Milwaukee, God forbid, put it over our Harley Davidson T-shirt we've been wearing for 15 years.
Or our QFM T-shirt. Do people not remember or not know that when they go to the arena that there's going to be a T-shirt waiting for them? Do they maybe not know that?
Well, then again, we haven't been to the playoffs that much, so maybe not. But
is there going to be one for game one?
Oh, heck, there's going to be one for every game, would imagine.
I would hope so, okay.
The thing is, they have to have the PA announcer before the game put the camera. They put the camera on people, and the PA's got, come on, put it on.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Why do we got to do that?
Yeah, Hopefully the Bucks will let us know if they're going to be doing the T-shirts for game one.
Work at Fiserv?
We'd love to get it done.
Yeah, I work with guest services there.
Do they give you any heads up when the game's going to be?
I wish. I'm looking just like you are, folks.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, don't do it while you're driving.
Well, we tried that once before with somebody who's an employee down there and got burned.
Yeah, he did give us the wrong.
We get wrong information.
Brian, thanks for the call.
You bet. Thank you. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, Bucks and six.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after the game, there'll be like leftover shirts, and the same people that wouldn't put it on are jumping all over the bleachers looking for more shirts.
Do they give you like a standard extra large, or is it different sizes?
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe everybody needs triple X.
Do they not give it to... They should give it to you. Like, when you walk through the gate, they should ask you, okay, do you want large, extra large, medium, medium?
Yeah, but whatever then they can't take the picture before the game with all the shirts on the seats.
Yeah.
I'm just...
But still...
Trying to drum up an idea.
You know, how can they get people to wear those shirts? Because it would look cool. A blackout or a green out or whatever.
Let's get to Mike Franklin. What up?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say bring on Boston. We're more loaded and more focused this year. I'm going to make one bold prediction. Bucks in five. I think we're going to take the first two at five serve, take one in Boston, and then finish it in Milwaukee.
You know what? I'm with you, dude. I'm going to take Bucks in five. I think this is going to be the series that awakens everybody to realize, oh, crap. We have to pay attention to this team, I guess.
You know, I'm glad the Bucks were
through. Everyone's going to act shocked on TNT. I can't believe it.
I think the Bucks, by destroying Detroit the way they did, hopefully that got everybody's attention. But then again, we shouldn't really care about everybody else. Just care about our, you know, what our fans think, the people in this city think. I think they got the attention of the city. And, you know, the Pistons, they destroyed the Pistons in that series. Just destroyed them. And, you know, I think they're going to win it in six. I think the Celtics will give them they're a good team. And I think it's still going to go six.
Aloha, KJ.
Mahalo. Bagalulu.
Check out. 799-1250. What's up, buddy?
Aloha, Freems. Aloha, Ledge.
Hey, KJ.
hey, I'm with you, Bart, and if you want to run for mayor, you have my vote for mayor of Milwaukee. I want Boston badly. I hope that they beat him in five. I think it's going to go six. I want to point out a couple of highlights from last night's game. Nikola Mirotic, he's coming on. It was a good sign seeing him hit a couple of nice threes in that game, go to the bucket, get some rebounds. I think Sterling Brown has really contributed a lot this year, especially down the stretch, as well as Connaughton. I mean, their bench has been awesome. George Hill, those guys have just been, just phenomenal off the bench, you know, really making a good contribution. But I really want to point out a move that Giannis made last night. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from The Big Show, 105.7 The Fan, mentioned something about a Matrix moment. And I saw what he was talking about last night. Giannis took the ball to the bucket. He was getting ready to dunk over Andre Drummond. And Drummond went up to try and block the shot. Giannis took it from the dunk in his right hand, switched it over to his left. It was like Jordan-esque, man.
Yeah, and I don't know how, watching that live, I mean, on the replay, maybe it didn't look as insane, but watching it live, I was stunned. There was no explanation for how he did that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most incredible. That showed me right there that the moment is not too big for this guy, and he is going to be something to be reckoned with, especially with Reggie Miller and Harlan saying last night that, you know, if he gets a jumper, I don't even think he needs a jumper right now. I mean, just the fact of how dominant he is. He was pushing those guys around last night like they weren't even there. Drummond, big as he is, I mean, he was just pushing them under the bucket all around the place. I just think that it's abundantly clear that both those guys are going to vote for Giannis as MVP. You could just tell Reggie Miller is so impressed with his play. And, yeah, and I think that the Boston's going to have a big problem, especially here in Milwaukee. I think the fans are going to be so excited there at Fiserv, and they're going to bring the wins home.
KJ, can I rip behind the curtain for a sec?
Sure.
KJ was texting me a little bit yesterday. Wasn't a fan of our show yesterday.
How's that?
I just didn't think it was a good one. You were texting me that you liked the Celtics yesterday. Now you're calling and say you like the Bucks.
No, I was just trolling you like you usually troll other people.
Oh. So why didn't you like the show yesterday? KJ, why didn't you like the show yesterday?
All that crap with that idiot head from CBS Sports.
Oh, you thought we went too much on that?
Mahalo! Mahalo!
I'm not a big fan of all that stupidness. You know, the guy's not worth it. Neither is the other guy you guys were ripping. You know, you guys got a bigger fish to fry than that, man. And I was just telling Bart that, you know.
All right.
Well, we are going to provide an update on what's going on there. It'll be short, though.
That's cool.
All right. Fine. So we're all good?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got you, man. I will be in your corner no matter what, both you guys.
All right. Mahalo.
Okay. Mahalo nui aloha.
Mahalo new mail.
So, anyway. Apollo Creed.
Mahalo, Apollo. It's Chuck and Winkler. 414-799-1250. Served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
All right, the Q Club of Waukesha. I'll tell you, the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha is going to be hosting The Fan. We're going to be out there Thursday, man. It's going to be terrific. The big show is going to be broadcasting from 2 to 6, and then the draft show. Michaels and Gary will be sticking around for that. For the draft show, that's going to be starting at 6 and going over, what, to 11 o'clock or so, or however long it is. It's going to be a long, long night. And, you know, Q Club of Wisconsin is going to have us there for that special day on Thursday. And you can get caught up on the draft action from around the league and, of course, up in Green Bay with our coverage there as well. Come early, enjoy some of the delicious food from the Q Club, including the awesome burgers, wings, appetizers, and, of course, the indoor games they got there. It's a great chance to come out there and experience all this, man. Not only the food and the draft is going to be there, but, you know, the indoor bocce ball courts that they got there, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the darts, all that. They got an extensive game room, all at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. They got fish fries on Wednesday nights and Friday nights with your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. But it's all happening Thursday at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, Waukesha's North Side. It's a half mile south of I-94. Take 94 westbound or eastbound. Get off on the Highway T exit, and there you go. They got good food. Hey, they got always they got sports on all the TVs, including the draft on Thursday night, but they got sports on all the TVs all the time and terrific food, whether like sandwiches or like the fish fries on Wednesday or Friday nights. And again, the fan going to be there broadcasting 2 to 6 of the big show and the draft show from 6 o'clock onward. All coming up Thursday night, the Q Club of Wisconsin. Visit them on my Q Club at WI.com or on Facebook. That's the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side.
Bucks win a playoff series for the first time in 18 years. More from you guys, 414-799-1250. And an update.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
When the Celtics punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth when the Celtics beat him. We'll see how that goes for them.
But a quick one from our friends at Pharrell on the Bench. We'll have that next.
You know, they're trying to find ways, I think, to guard, you know, Giannis in the post, guard him in, you know, as he attacks the basket. And Nico hits a three, Bled hits a three off of double teams. And that's when we're at our best. You know, Giannis is great about attacking. And then when teammates are open, he shares it and they make shots.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Real quick before we get back into the Bucks, 127-104 the final. They have swept the Pistons. They have won a playoff series for the first time since 2001. Sam tweets in, I disagree with KJ respectfully. The feud with the Pharrell show is the best thing on radio. Long story short, Carver High producer Pharrell on the Bench basically just said this about the Bucks and Celtics.
Good luck with the Celtics in the next round. We'll see you win it all then.
When the Celtics punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth when the Celtics beat him. We'll see how that goes for them.
I didn't like how he said that. I didn't like the tone. They talked about it the next night on their show. We then talked about it on our show. I guess we called him fat one too many times. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a little bit of an attitude, this kid. He does. And I like to smack him upside the face a couple of times, get some of that attitude out of him.
Pharrell didn't like that one of his guys was being attacked, so he tried to attack me and challenge me to a game of basketball.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
So
that was the best part about it.
Where we left the feud yesterday was recapping everybody on it, and if you're not familiar with all the details, you can check out yesterday's podcast at 1057fmthefan.com. And so, you know, I thought this is getting kind of silly, so I tweeted to Carver High, the voice you first heard. I said, the pettiness over sports is silly. We'd like to break down Bucks Boston with you, Carver High CBS. Please consider this the formal invitation to come on our show tomorrow. No zaniness, no name-calling, just sports. DM me. He has not DM'd me, and from what I gather, they are ignoring us now. So we had a feud with them. We were talking about them. They spent their first 10 minutes on Friday night on a national show on us, and through the back channels, we are finding that they are accusing us of just doing this for national spotlight, and they said they've had enough. They are done with Milwaukee, at least our show. They will never come on our show, and they will never talk about us again.
Sounds like they had a little meeting the other day, and they decided to let it die.
So they don't want to give us attention because they think that's what we're going after. We're just trying to stick up for our city. And so I don't think that I'm going out of bounds by saying that we're the victims here.
Well, they're coming after us and they're patronizing us and they're talking down to us and talking down to our city and our sports teams here, our sports team, the Bucks. I'm not going to stand for that. They're going to go away. Well, they don't want to go messing with us, the local guys here. And they're making fun of us being the local guys.
Yeah, they're making fun. Basically, because we're not, show that you listen to every day because we have the outlet for you guys to talk about your teams. You know, why listen to LeBron and Kyrie and Tom Brady every day when you've got the opportunity to listen to us and you guys and guests, the Adam McKelveys of the world, the Aaron Naglers who will join us at 9. We're talking Packers. We're talking Brewers. We're talking Bucks. You want to hear about your local sports teams. That's what we provide. But we are not good enough in their eyes because we're not doing it on a national scale.
Yeah, well, he's going to talk about, well, you know, should I come to Milwaukee and challenge you guys and go up, take a show up against you guys
yeah.
in Milwaukee? You know what? We'd kick your ass through. We would. So don't even go there. You know, you'd come national guy. You'd be here 5 minutes, and then you'd be back in New York again.
So basically what's happened is they don't want to come on our show or
That's
do
been
anything
done before.
Because they think that we're trying to run this up for attention. So I just like to say a quick congratulations to Pharrell on the Bench for completely disrespecting one of their local affiliates. You know, the funny thing about that, Chuck, is local affiliates are what national shows build their backbone on. Without local affiliates, there are no national shows, and they are completely disrespecting the one here in Milwaukee. It would be like Bill Michaels, who's got a 15 radio network syndicate throughout the state of Wisconsin. You can listen to Bill in Marshfield. You can listen to him in Marinette. You can listen to him in Eau Claire. It'd be like if Bill just said, you know what? I hate Eau Claire. Screw Eau Claire. I'll keep taking money from Eau Claire, yeah. but I'm never going to talk about them or give them any love. And that's what Pharrell's doing, and it's a shame because somebody who, you know, thinks very highly of his career and the whole operation they run, completely dismissing one of their local affiliates, and so that really is a shame. So,
and we never threatened to beat any of those guys up.
No, I mean, he
wanted to throw the vicious elbow at you.
Yeah, I got threatened.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
Call Carver high cholesterol all you want. I physically got threatened. My life is in danger. So I guess the feud is over. There are no winners here except for us because we made them quit because they're afraid.
They don't want us. They don't want to come on and explain their side of the story. But
so that's it.
Now, please. All right. Now, we know this is going to happen. If Boston somehow wins the series.
Oh, yeah. They'll chomp at us.
Then they'll be back
hey,
at
what
us.
What about my guys in Milwaukee? They were so confident.
Yeah. Of course. And if Milwaukee wins, you won't hear a thing.
Right. You won't hear a thing. So kudos to Pharrell on the Bench. You have embarrassed yourself beyond belief, and the city of Milwaukee has no respect for you. So the Milwaukee Bucks will take on the Boston Celtics, and I think we're going to run into a lot of that, Chuck. I think we're going to run into a lot of people looking at the series from outside the state or outside the area, and we're asking you guys your predictions, and we are getting a lot of Bucks and five, Bucks and six, and that's good. I want everybody in Milwaukee to realize that you've got a very good basketball team. Now, could the Celtics win? Certainly. But if they do, it's going to be by some horrific failure of the Milwaukee Bucks. They are the better team. I don't care if the Celtics didn't have Kyrie and didn't have Gordon and still got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. The Bucks didn't have Bud. They didn't have Lopez. They had Giannis, but they didn't have MVP Giannis. I mean, think of how much that guy's gotten better in the last year. So certainly the Bucks should be the favorite. They are the favorites to come out of the East by all accounts. They should be the favorites in the series. I think it's going to go five. I think that we're going to be wildly surprised with just how well the Bucks play in the series.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I think with Detroit, the Bucks would only lose that series if they played poorly. Now, the Bucks could still play well and get beat in the series by Boston because Boston's good. Boston's definitely a step up from the Detroit Pistons. This team
yeah, I'm
just
not
sold.
Saying the Celtics are terrible no, in any way. But I just think the Bucks are better.
Yeah, they are better, but the Bucks are still going to have to play good to win this series. They're going to have to play well. And, you know, Boston, I mean, with Irving, man, the guy is still one of the best players. The guy is one of the best players in the NBA. And they beat the Bucks without Irving last year. All right. Now, Irving played very well in this series against the Pacers. So the Bucks just got to make sure they have an answer for him. Just like, you know, they got to be able to, whether they put Horford or whoever they're going to put on Giannis, that Giannis doesn't go wild on them. But it's also the auxiliary guys. You know, they're stars in this game, but it's, you know, how well do the Middletons and the Bledsoes play? And for them, how do the Browns and guys like that, if Smart's able to play if he ever does come back? And, you know, just the auxiliary guys, Hayward, how good those guys are going to play and complement the stars in this game.
Got a text here from Ron, or I should say a tweet, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I don't like the Pharrell feud. I never listened to his show. Chuck is sounding real juvenile.
How?
You're the one sounding juvenile.
What did I do?
I think you're thinking of me.
Yeah, I think yes. You got us mixed up there.
I think in this case you're thinking of me, Bart.
Yeah.
Who? The one that's saying I'm being threatened violently.
Yeah.
I'm the juvenile one in this situation.
No. I did, although I said this kid, this Carver High kid needs to be smacked in the face a few times with he got a little bit of an attitude. He hadn't done anything to deserve an attitude like that to us. So, okay. That's fine.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Want to remind you guys about the Strawberry Freshtival. That's a play on words. Because it's like a festival. Do you get that? But it's a freshtival. Are we following?
So they're not going to have the hamburger special anymore?
I believe they still have that. Okay. You can check it out.
All right.
I wish you didn't $9.99 it was. Spot like that, but
no, I didn't know if you guys were segueing into another special.
Well, there is another special. It's all strawberries. Strawberries, strawberries, strawberries. Whether it's for breakfast, the fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters, maybe dinner. Like a fresh strawberry salad. It's all available at Perkins during the season of strawberry. It is, again, the Strawberry Freshtival. Do you follow? Freshtival. Very funny. It's the naturally sweet way to start your day only at Perkins. You want a special? I'll give you one tonight, Freems. Kids eat free after 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock and beyond, Tuesdays and Saturdays, you get a meal. Any meal you want off that menu, your kid will eat for free.
Get the Hungry Man's, man. That's what I had on Sunday, and it was that'll fill you up for the day. That'll fill you up for the day and then some. It's a good way to start a day, too. Get a nice little base in you.
That's at Perkins all over the Milwaukee area. Big tweets in says, normally I don't like when the morning show pokes at other shows and are smartasses. And then he goes caps locks. But this is the playoffs, and this is our town. So pee off, you bloody frog. Getting its nuts crushed sounding wanker.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to the bat for our fans, man.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
Yeah.
We've got Milwaukee's back.
Don't think the Bucks are a pushover. If these national guys don't think the Bucks are a pushover.
No.
And anybody who thinks that, wrong. That guy obviously thought the Bucks were a pushover.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins right here on the Fan.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
My experience with Boston was when I was with the Bulls, we won those first two games away in Boston, and they won next four, so it was a terrible experience, to be honest with you. Well, so, which means that...
you've got some bad blood.
Exactly.
Too.
I'm very excited about that game, those games, and, you know, step by step, go humble, you know, prepare well, and it's going to be the key that first game, throw the first punch.
That's Nico Mirotic, who I know there's some concern about him early on in this series, but he has, in the last couple of games, looked exactly like that role player that you want to come off the bench. 12 points last night, 3 threes, a few boards as well. Nico Mirotic talking after the game last night. The game is game 4, where the Bucks beat the Pistons 127-104, win a series for the first time in the playoffs since 2001. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. And with that behind us, we look ahead to Bucks Celtics. I will go on the record and say Bucks in 5.
I'll say Bucks in 6. I think the Bucks will have
Bucks in 6. I think each
will win a playoff game on their home on the opposing team's court. I think the Bucks will win one there. I think they come in here and win a game too. But I think ultimately the Bucks will win the series in 6, and I say they clinch Game 6 in Boston.
I want to see them win 5 at home.
6 in Boston, where they don't make it back for a Game 7 here.
We do not know when Game 1 will be yet. It will likely be this weekend. I think we're not going to find that out until they realize for sure about these other series. Because right now, scheduled or tentatively scheduled are Game 7s for both the Sixers and the Raptors series. Now, both of those teams will close out those series and move on, but they just got to make sure. There could be, if one of those series does go 7, the Bucks could still play on Saturday. That's happened before where there's been Game 7 of one series and then Game 1 of another the same day. It seems a little weird, but that has happened before. I would guess it's on Saturday because neither of those series are going to go 7. And so there's not going to be a game to be played on Saturday in the Eastern Conference Finals or Semifinals. So I'm going to guess Saturday, just a guess. It will be this weekend.
Yeah, I would say Saturday. I don't think they'll bury it. I don't think they'll put it on Saturday night. I would probably say maybe Saturday afternoon they would put the game. Saturday afternoon, maybe like a little 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock start. Game 7 between the Bucks and Celtics last year was on a Saturday night in Boston. But, yeah, I think as more of these series come to an end, maybe later on tonight we'll know. But they don't want to have too much of an overlap where, you know, there's still a first-round series going on and then they're already starting a second round. They'll do it, but they don't.
Yeah,
they'd rather,
it is weird when it happens.
They'd rather have it all completed.
Let's go to Martinez, Port Washington. You guys can get in 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Martinez.
Hey, Martinez.
What's up, man? Hey, man, I got a couple things from last night's game that really impressed me. The way that Giannis kept bringing it, man, like no matter what. I know somebody talked about his Jordan-esque move. So that was amazing, man. To be 17 and still be in the air, and then, you know, the legs are longer than Jordan's were. So to keep his leg from touching the ground before getting that shot off was very impressive. Because I was like, dang, I thought he touched the ground, but he didn't. He let it out before that. But,
Martinez, your phone's kind of spotty.
Yeah, you're talking about the one he's fouled by Blake Griffin on. Yeah.
Let me get off of this. Yeah, hold on.
Just waiting on Martinez in Port Washington.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's about the same.
About the same?
Yeah. All right, you can finish up your final point here. We'll see if we can decipher it.
Why'd you figure it out? You call us back.
Call us back. Yep.
Yeah, I took y'all off a speaker.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Martinez!
Yeah. And you know something, everybody else, don't call us on speakerphone.
Yeah, no
those
more
speakers.
Speaker. No more speaker.
Speakerphones suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't completely fixed that yet.
Right. And you know what? For the future, if you could, instead of driving and calling us, if you could pull over and find a payphone.
Yes, put the 35 cents in, and there you go.
You send us a bill, we'll reimburse you. It's 50 cents now.
Is it 50 cents?
Well, if you can find one.
I saw one over on Highway 100 the other day. There's a payphone.
I know there's one at the airport.
Okay.
That's about it. Okay, go ahead, Martinez.
All right. Hey, so basically what I'm saying, like, the way that Bucks did last night, they knew they could beat them, and, you know, it seemed like they were just going through the motions for a minute, but they decided, like, look, we better get this over with because Boston already finished, and why give them an extra day of rest, and they miss an extra day of rest. But the key to me of beating Boston is Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez cannot treat Al Horford like he's Drummond. He has to run out there and stop his three-pointer. Because if he do like he did earlier in the season when we played them, kept sagging off him, I think he figured it out later. But you can't do that against Al Horford. He will shoot it and he will make it. And my last thing is what I was very impressed with last night, they ain't won a playoff series in 18 years, and they did not act like they did not win a playoff series in 18 years. They just took it like they've been there before. They didn't jump up and down. They didn't celebrate. They just shook hands, walked off the court. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah.
They could have been, you know, like, yeah, we did it. But they didn't do that. They got bigger things in their mind. They want the championship. And I'm proud of them for that one.
Yeah, just reading some of the quotes after they went up 3-0 in a series, it didn't surprise me because it sounded like they thought, okay, you know, we should win this playoff series. We're a good team. If we're just satisfied with winning a first-round playoff series, then what are we doing here?
Well, I think that we can look at that the same. Like I'm not going to say that I sat in my room and bawled last night, but I had some emotion that I didn't expect. Okay, because it is finals or bust, and I've been talking very big about the Bucks and the things I think they can do this season. But when they actually won it, and you realize, boy, as a fan, I haven't seen this in 18 years. That is a moment, and I'm sure for even Giannis and Middleton, you know, they've been in four playoff series together. Haven't won one. I'm sure on the plane ride there was a little bit of, it feels good to do this, but the mission is far from completed. And so I think that they can take a moment to celebrate. We can certainly take today to celebrate. And then it is, you know, down to the nitty gritty here on to Boston.
Yeah, I think they looked at it too. They got more rest. They went out there. And I thought they brought some intensity last night, the Bucks. It's just the Pistons brought it too, man. The Pistons could have easily laid down and died to start that game, but they came out there. Reggie Jackson was hitting threes; they were good. But the Bucks eventually overwhelmed them. The Bucks, the better team, took over and they pulled away and did what they did most of the time this year. So, I thought the Bucks did what they had to do. They went out and dominated the series, and now they'll give themselves some rest, and you know, I'm sure Bud will give them a couple days off, and then they'll get back to practice.
Alex in West Allis, 799-1250. Alex, what's up?
Hey, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Bart, man, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. I think they went in five. Boston, I think when we hit them in the mouth a couple of times, I think they're going to fracture. I'm real interested to see Bledsoe. He's looking pretty prime for this rematch, so to speak. So I think that he's going to come back with it. And it's going to do us wonders to have a competent coach on the bench, I feel, as we play against them. And then in addition to all of that, I feel like if Brogdon is able to come back and be anywhere near what he was, because I think he's been able to shoot the whole time. And I think he's running and stuff. So I think, you know, his wind is going to be bad. But if he can just make a shot here or there, I think we'd be good. And Connaughton's back in there giving energy. And Brown is too. And they didn't play very good the last time. I don't even think Connaughton played the last time. And I think they got a pick-and-pop answer to Al Horford. I think they're going to do a little bit of switching. And I'm interested to see how Bud, I think he's been hiding his Boston strategy for pick-and-pop bigs for this series. So I'm extremely excited. They handled their business. I think they averaged 20-point-plus victory against Detroit, which is what they were supposed to do. And Giannis closed it down. So I'm extremely excited and bullish on the Bucks.
And I don't blame you, because the Bucks have been the most dominant team in the NBA on both ends of the court. I mean, you look at their offensive efficiency, Bart, the way they have been offensively, defensively, how efficient they are. There's no reason to believe the Bucks can't win the series in five or six games.
You know, bring up Connaughton. Alex brings up Connaughton. And there's so many guys on this bench that it's like, how can they, you know, minutes get extended in the playoffs. And Giannis, okay, only 32 last night, and he played most of the third quarter and was, like, still mad that he didn't play the whole thing. But when those guys are playing 40, with Middleton and Giannis and Lopez and Bled, and if Sterling Brown continues to start until Brogdon comes back, when those guys are playing 40, let's say Brogdon's back, and we're expected to find something out on him in the next couple of days here, according to Budenholzer, before the game. But you have your starters. Sterling Brown, Nico Mirotic, George Hill, Pat Connaughton, I said Brown already, Ersan even, and Snell. Like, there's so many guys that you can't say, how can they not play? How can the Bucks play a game and not get 20 minutes out of Pat Connaughton, or not get 20 minutes out of Nico Mirotic, or not get 25 minutes out of Sterling Brown? But they are so deep. So I'm very interested to see how these rotations shake up now that we do expect these games to be more contentious from wire to wire.
You know, Connaughton's been playing some big minutes by his standards. You know, he played 25 minutes last night. He played 28 times. He led the team in minutes a couple of times in this series. But I think you'll see his numbers come down. You'll see his numbers come down when Brogdon comes back. And, I think they have an idea when Brogdon's coming back. Obviously, they're not going to say right now. They'd be foolish to, because you know, the Celtics are game planning for the Bucks, and they're not going to say one way or the other when Brogdon's coming back. But hopefully it is game one, whether it's Saturday or Sunday.
Brogdon is coming back tonight to the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. He'll be back on with Bill Michaels and Steve Novak. That will be at Rare Milwaukee. That's going to be at 6 o'clock.
And maybe he tips his hand.
Maybe he tips his hand. We'll bring you some of the highlights tomorrow. But that will be tonight at 6 here on these airwaves. And you can also stream it at the radio.com app. Malcolm Brogdon, Bill Michaels, Steve Novak, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. This week it is tonight, and Malcolm Brogdon will be the guest. Your Twitter Tuesday question today, you guys can win some Perkins, $20 to Perkins. Tweet us at 1057FNTheFan. Use the hashtag CWLunch. And I've said that I want the Bucks to beat the Celtics here in this series more than I've ever wanted any team to win anything ever. I've invested a lot of personal rivalries and money with some of you guys into this series. So we're asking you, what's the most you've ever wanted one of our teams to win a game or a series? JR says, to me, there's a ton of them. I could go the 82 series. I could go the 94 Rose Bowl. I could go game 163 last year against the Cubs. But Wisconsin NCAA title game is still at the top of my list. Landmark says the most I've ever wanted one of our teams to win is Game 6 of the NLCS in 2011. Sports broke my heart that day.
You know, when they lost to Kentucky in 2014, that one kind of broke my heart. And I want it more than anything. You know, I was, of course, I was sad when they lost to Duke in the championship game, but beating Kentucky in the Final Four that year, when Kentucky was supposedly one of the best college basketball teams of all time, when they were unbeaten at that point, I really, really wanted that one, and they got it. But, and you know, in the 82 World Series, I was 15, but I was, when they lost Game 7 at St. Louis, I was like, man, they got such a good team. They'll be back next year. Well, it was another 25 years before they got to the postseason.
Well, that's why the Bucks have to get it now and get it against Boston.
Hey, you never know. You know, the stuff about, hey, you can always do it next year. No, take it while you have a shot.
We'll continue to talk about this with you guys. Gary Wolfel will come back. I think he's willing to come back. 8:20. We'll talk some Packers draft. 9 o'clock. Should the Bucks have even played last night? We'll explain that coming up next. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, here on The Fan.
Let it fly. Great free. Let it fly, let it fly. Cause who's gonna win it? The Bucks, let it fly. President Brogdon, let it fly, let it fly. Cash Money, let it fly, let it fly. The whole squad. Let it fly, let it fly. Cause who's gonna win it? The Bucks, let it fly.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.